Coffee Mumbo Jumbo still evaluating. The plague has been now really as the flat white. And it just really, my palate immediately, it doesn't take to milk. I am so sorry about that because I so want to give this bean its bestest option, bestest possibility. As an espresso, it is far more tolerable, if that's the right word, because, you know, the palate does get used to something brighter, fruitier, grapefruity at the tail end, and you've got to wait quite a long time before something more coffee-like kicks in. And the disappointment that I'm feeling, I personally, and my palate, is that opening this bag, looking at the beans, they look terrific. They are still very blonde in their roasting, that's for sure. But smelling the bag itself, and I'm opening it again to just remind myself, it has a beautiful, beautiful, sweet, chocolatey smell. But this does for sure not transfer onto the palate. Not onto my palate anyway. And I've got a super duper machine here, you know, with the R58 rocket where you can play around. And one thing I will say is that upping the temperature slowed down the extraction, that's for sure. It also took away, and I'm talking about on the espresso itself, it took away that sourness, it took it down a little bit. But I'm still waiting far too long for something else to kick in and something that I can be assured that will take to milk. It doesn't take to milk. It doesn't take to milk for me. And I wonder whether you've ever tried has-been coffees. I mean, as I said, I've tried it a couple of years ago. I tried some single origins and Sylvia just spat them out. She can't get the temperature up higher than 92 anyway, 92C that is. So there was no point feeding her has-been beans when she can't cope with it. But the R58 can definitely cope with it. You can even try and pre-fuse a little bit, pre-infuse, which I also done. And it's of course a lot of fun. And I would just so like to adjust my palate to liking this as much as I would like, for example, an All Press, a Monmouth, a CGP, which are fantastic coffees. So, yeah, I must say, bit disappointing. But hey, it's all about training your palate, training your extraction barista skills. And this is what Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is all about. Learning, going back to school, which the espresso blend roasted by has-been and in combination with the R58 definitely allows Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to do.